What about the issue of chemotherapy holidays? Has this trial and comparing it to the other trials kind of pushed you more towards not stopping everything?
I don't think we have the data to guide us on the chemotherapy holiday issue. Unfortunately, the OptimOx 2 study that was directly addressing that also was cut short by the commercial availability of Bev, and so it's only hypothesis generating. I'm getting a little concerned about doing full chemo holidays too early, not based on data, but on anecdote that I've had some patients that seem to have had rapid progression. When therapy was stopped, I was able to reestablish control of their disease by bringing the therapy back, but you do have to watch them closely.
And when you say full chemo, you're saying really full chemo
Really
Bev.
high, see it in 3 months, you know.
But a lot of these people aren't Bev, though.
No, I don't. I have not personally used single agent Bev alone, and I don't have any data to support that one way or the other.
No, what I mean is, when you talk about a full chemo holiday,
full
you
chemo
mean stopping
holiday
everything.
means that for that period of time, they are not receiving active anti-cancer therapy.
Right.
I may see them at a 6 week interval to do a checkup, but I scan them every 3 months, and until and unless I see progression or deterioration, I give them their break. I've had some patients that have gone 14 months or longer without the need to restart chemotherapy, and that's a beautiful thing. But I've had other patients where we've had fairly rapid progression in that first 3 months and needed to jump back on the treatment. So that full holiday, I think the jury's still out on. It's the right thing to do in some very selected cases, but it's a little hard to come up with a sort of a cookbook of exactly how to identify those people. As I mentioned earlier, I think that with oxaliplatin-based therapies, the OptimOx 1 type strategy that Doctors Turnagain and de Gramont have published is simply the correct way to use oxaliplatin and the way that we need to be thinking about it in the metastatic setting. So that when I'm treating somebody outside of a clinical trial, my tendency is to stop oxaliplatin after about 3 months in patients who are maintaining disease control. And then I continue it usually 5-FU leucovorin, but fluoropyrimidine and bevacizumab as long as the patient is gaining control from that.
What about reintroducing oxali at a later point?
It certainly can and should be done. Some people would advocate reintroducing oxali at the time of progression, and there are data to support that approach. My style has often been to introduce irinotecan at that point, figuring that I can still reserve oxaliplatin for a rainier day, and that the longer interval I give the patient in order to recover from neurotoxicity, the more likely they'll be able to tolerate oxaliplatin for a longer period of time. So these are style points, they're not substance points. We don't have data to say one is right or one is wrong. But my feeling is if I've started with oxaliplatin and then stopped it for a toxicity, the longer I can keep the patient off of that oxaliplatin, the better chance of that resolving. Also, the cumulative exposure to a platinum compound increases the risk of a platinum allergic reaction at some point. And so again, if I can delay that as far down the road for the patient as possible, I think there's some potential advantages there.